Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
Every year we find ourselves getting swept up in the hustle and bustle of Christmas shopping and preparations. There are gifts to buy, there are cards to write, cookies to bake, parties to go to. It's exhausting. I think that sometimes we get so focused on the busyness of the season that we forget to think about the real gift of Christmas. What is that gift? The very first Christmas brought the greatest gift ever given, the gift of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Savior, who came as a humble baby born in Bethlehem. But to understand why Jesus' birth is the best Christmas gift, we have to go back even further to Old Testament times when the people of Israel were waiting for the Messiah. Over 700 years before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah spoke these words, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Isaiah goes on to predict that a divine child will rule with justice, will bring peace, and establish a kingdom that will last forever. The people back then probably didn't realize that this promised Messiah would come in the form of a little baby, born very humbly. But that makes God's gift all the more magnificent. Imagine waiting hundreds of years for the Savior of the world, expecting a mighty king to overthrow earthly rulers, but instead God sends his own son as a helpless infant, born not into riches but into poverty. Truly remarkable. Now let's fast forward to the night of Jesus' birth. He was born in Bethlehem in a lowly manger with only Mary and Joseph there. The very first guests to visit baby Jesus were not kings and queens, as you might expect, but a group of poor shepherds who were watching their flocks nearby. Luke chapter 2 tells us there were shepherds out in the fields nearby keeping watch over their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause you great joy for all people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah." Let's pause for a moment to allow this scene to sink in. Imagine standing out there under the stars with your sheep, when suddenly an angel surrounds you in blinding light and appears with good news. Can you imagine the terror and amazement of those humble shepherds to hear that promised Messiah has finally arrived? Then in verse 12, the angel gives the shepherds these instructions. "You will go and find a babe wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." That very instant, a great company of the heavenly host appeared before the first angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Picture that, a whole massive choir of angels rejoicing and singing praises to God because Jesus was born. What a spectacular revelation for those shepherds. After the angels returned to heaven, the Bible says the shepherds ran to Bethlehem, found the baby lying in a feeding trough, just as the angels had said, then hurried off to spread the good news, and everyone was amazed by this story. Now back then, shepherds were regarded very lowly, so it's astonishing that God chose to announce the birth of his son to these scruffy, low-class people, rather than priests or rulers. But that's part of the mystery and the upside-down nature of God's grace. Jesus entered the world in poverty and humility. And who better to inform than the humble shepherds? God used this group of men who smelled like sheep to proclaim the Almighty King who would transform their hearts. I don't know about you folks, but I think the joy and the hope brimming from the original Christmas story gets a little bit lost today. I admit I'm guilty at times of rushing around and forgetting about the true gift behind it all. But sitting with shepherds, can't you imagine their amazement? The angels announcing the Messiah's long-awaited birth kind of takes us away from the craziness of the holidays back to the humble stables. This Christmas, I want to encourage all of us, myself included, to set aside time to adore our Savior in the middle of all the festivities, to gaze in wonder that Almighty God wrapped himself in fragile flesh to reunite each of us lost sheep back into a right relationship with him. Emmanuel, God is with us. The holy babe lying in a manger would one day willingly hang between two thieves on a cross of shame and go through agony so that whoever puts their trust in him can enjoy paradise forever. Jesus was the greatest gift ever. Merry Christmas, my friends.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best-kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.